Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate Cook, and this is your morning meditation for Wednesday, September 18th, 2019. Today we're going to read from James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So in this passage this week, we're talking about trials, we're talking about temptations. We are exonerated to consider it pure joy when we face trials and temptations, because it's only through the tests that we learn perseverance. And it's only through persevering that we become mature as disciples of Jesus. Think about it this way. When a newly wed couple, when they're first married, they have this love that is real love, but you're pretty sure that that kind of love of two young people is not quite the same as the love of the couple who's celebrating 50, 60, I saw a couple this week celebrating 70 years. Because we know that the couple who's been around 50, 60, 70 years together has faced testing, has faced trials, and they've come through the other side of it. And that it's in those trials and in that testing that love grows deeper and stronger and gets some depth. Because early on when people are dating, there's a lot of superficial things like they really like the way the other person looks or really enjoy being together. But it's in the tough times, it's in the tests, and it's in the times when you're not sure what the next day holds, that you either kind of fall apart or you're galvanized together as a couple. I like to say that in marriage, the grass is always greener when there's been a lot of crap. And literally, that's what fertilizer is. But the idea is where we've gone through stuff together and we've continued to water and we've continued to try to nurture, fertilizer really does help things grow. And so it's the same way in our walk with the Lord. Every day as we walk, if we never face a trial, if we never face a test, we might have a really shallow relationship with the Lord. But what does it mean to follow Jesus when it seems like maybe we can't even sense God's presence? Or when it seems like maybe God has disappeared on us? Or maybe when it seems like the whole world and even God is against us from time to time? What does it mean to continue to put our faith and our trust in God when we can't see how things are going to work out? What does it mean when we face a test or a trial to trust that God is still good, even when our world doesn't seem very good and our life doesn't seem very good? Or what is it to even trust God in the midst of our failures, that God is gracious and loving and good? And so you can see that it's through those kinds of experiences that our love gains depth and gains meaning and gains a deeper perspective than when everything is just smooth sailing. And so James could say, consider it pure joy, brothers and sisters, when those things happen, because actually your faith is growing stronger. And you're learning how to persevere. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day. Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor. Rate us on iTunes or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.